Would the Senate please come to order? Would members please vote to signify their presence?
Roll shows 11 members present. Senators Adams, Hoffman, Kelly, Mackey, Parnell, and Wilkin are excused from a call to the Senate.
Thank you. If members would stand. The invocation this morning is by Pastor Paul Barron of the Resurrection Lutheran Church.
Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, before you the nations rise and fall, but you are from everlasting to everlasting. You entrust to us the breath of life for a measured span of time. Grant us wisdom in its use. We thank you that we are part of this great country and chosen to be leaders in this unique state. Today, enable us to lift up our eyes, to enlarge our vision, and to boldly dream that the people of this state and nation might be led in the way of righteousness, justice, and peace. In the name of him who came to be the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Senator Green, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Kelly.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the prayer be spread across the journal.
Hearing no objection, the prayer will be spread across the journal. The Secretary, please certify the journal.
I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 18th legislative day.
Senator Lehman.
I must consent that the journal be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Hearing no objection, the journal is approved. We have guests this morning for introduction. We have messages from the governor.
I have no messages from the governor this morning.
Messages. Would the Senate please stand? Will the Senate please come back to order? Madam Secretary, do you have messages from the governor?
I have no messages from the governor this morning.
Do you have messages from the House?
I have no messages from the House.
Do you have communications?
The following reports are on file in the Office of the Secretary. Alaska Taxable 1999 Municipal Taxation Rates and Policies Full Value Determination Population and Geo-Bonded Debt, Volume 39, January 2000, from Steve Van Sant, State Assessor. Joint Armed Services Committee's Activity Report, July 1st, 1999 through January 10th, 2000, from Senator Tim Kelly and Representative Mulder, co-chairs, in accordance with 242675A. Commission on Privatization and Delivery of Government Services Final Report, January 2000, from Senator Ward and Rep. Cowdery, co-chairs, in accordance with Chapter 61 SLA 1999. This report is available at www.privatizealaska.org. And the recommendations from the Joint Special Committee on Mergers from Senator Halford, Chair. All these communications are on file in the Office of the Secretary. Those are all the communications this morning.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, I'm going to officially refer the Commission on Privatization and Delivery of Government Services final report up to the Finance Committee, because it is our intent that the subcommittees will look at the recommendations for each department.
Those are all the communications this morning, Madam President.
Do we have standing committee reports?
The Hess Committee considered sponsor substitute for Senate Bill No. 186, an act relating to Alaska Higher Education Savings Trust, recommended it be replaced with a Health Education and Social Services Committee substitute. Signing do pass, Senator Miller, Chair, Senator Wilkin. Signing under no recommendation, Senators Pierce and Elton. Fiscal notes attached. Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill No. 186 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The State Affairs Committee considers Senate Bill No. 196, an act relating to selection of members of the Planning Commission for a first or second class borough. Signing do pass, Senator Ward, Chair. Signing no recommendation, Senators Phillips and Green. Signing do not pass, Senator Elton. Zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill No. 196 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill No. 203, an act relating to metropolitan planning organizations. Signing do pass, Senator Ward, Chair. Senators Pierce, Miller, Halford. Signing under no recommendation, Senator Lincoln. Fiscal note attached. Senate Bill No. 203 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Hess Committee considered CS for House Bill No. 37, Finance, an act relating to restricted sale of cigarettes. Recommends it be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute. Signing no recommendation, Senator Miller, Chair, Senator Pierce. Signing do pass, Senators Wilkin and Elton. Fiscal notes attached. CS for House Bill No. 37, Finance, has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. Those are all the standing committee reports this morning.
Do we have special committee reports?
There are no special committee reports this morning.
Senate resolutions for introduction.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 12 by Senators Ward and Pierce relating to declaring March 2000 as Sobriety Awareness Month.
Yes.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 34 by Senator Halford proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to certain public corporations.
Labor and Commerce, Finance.
Those are all the resolutions for introduction this morning.
We have Senate bills for introduction.
Senate Bill Number 229 by Senator Pierce, an act relating to the employment of hearing examiners and mediators by the Regulatory Commission of Alaska, repealing a requirement that the principal office of the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission move to the same location as the principal office of the Regulatory Commission of Alaska, relating to the sharing of record-keeping facilities and clerical staff by the two commissions and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Those are all the bills for introduction this morning.
We have no calendar today. Is there unfinished business this morning? Senator Halford.
Business, I would just move and ask unanimous consent that SJR 34 be held on the clerk's desk through today for co-sponsors. That's a rewrite of, actually a reprint of a version that was introduced on the confirmation of Permanent Fund Board and the Alphabet Corporation Board as a constitutional amendment. And I believe most of the members that are here that were here when it was introduced the first time were co-sponsors then.
We will hold that on the secretary's desk. Further unfinished business? Senator Lincoln.
Madam President, I would move and ask unanimous consent to be shown as excused February 15th on state business.
Hearing no objection, Senator Lincoln will be excused on February 15th for state business. Other unfinished business? Do we have any announcements before we go to the joint session? If not, Senator Mackey, why don't you do a recess motion? Senate will stand at ease. To order. We'll do a recess motion and go into the joint session, then we will come back here only for special orders and to adjourn. If nobody's inspired to do a special order, we can just come back and two of us can adjourn. But if Senator Murkowski inspires one of us, then we'll all come listen. Senator Mackey.
Are you inspired, Senator? Are you inspired? Okay. I move the Senate recess for the purposes of going to the House for a joint session.
We're in recess, but reconvene in the House immediately. We were under announcements. Senator Halford, do you have an announcement?
Under unfinished business?
Hearing no objections, Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent to be excused on Monday for state business.
Hearing no objections, Senator Halford will be excused on Monday. Anybody else? What? Special orders? Senator Ellis.
And I move that the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Monday.
Thank you. We're adjourned until 11 a.m. Monday.